This is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Saint Peregrine.
Wait! 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 Wait for me!
And so now he runs. Runs as the damned of God always run. It's too late. Too late to escape from what you are. No use running, Peregrine. You are what you are and what you've always been. And what you were when I first met you. Beautiful. Yes, with the beauty of a Greek god and as strong as your hatred for the Pope and your contempt for the Church, the same hatred and the same contempt I shared with you. You weren't running then. Not then, when I first met you.
Audacity. What infernal audacity.
Forgive me.
Forgive us, she says. She enters my rooms unannounced, and she says, "Forgive me. Who are you?"
Sophia Manzetti.
And who invited you here? Who gave you leave to open my door and just walk in?
I didn't think you'd mind.
What presumption? What unmitigated presumption?
Then let one of your disciples presume a little.
Disciple? Well, the devil himself couldn't wish for a pretty one. I'll say that for you.
Then you won't turn me out.
At this point, do you really expect me to?
No.
So you come to join with me against the Pope?
Yes. What are you working on? Your studies? Or another speech?
Another denunciation of the Pope?
May I see it?
Tomorrow it will ring in everybody's ears. Listen to this. What is he, after all? The master conspirator who, in the name of Christ and through the process of murder, intrigue, and corruption, seizes the power of the Church of Rome to rule it with all the arrogance of 100 Caesars, covering his evil with a mask of piety, by laying waste to all those who oppose him with a cup of poison or a dagger striking them in the back in some dark alleyway or secluded courtyard. Is this the man we have in Rome? Or, on the other hand, is he the weak, sickly pawn of the corrupt politics that infest the Church? In any case, my friends and brave citizens of Forli, I tell you the Church has become a sanctuary for knaves, and worse. And I would sooner subscribe to the devil and pay homage to that man in Rome who dares vest himself with a halo of holiness to conceal his infamy, as did those who went before him, and as will those who will come after him, unless these popes are put down. I say, down with the Pope! Down with the popes! Down with all the popes!
Thank you. eloquent.
They listen.
They love you. They look up to you.
Oh, blessed are the ignorant, for they should be fed the truth. You see the way they looked? You see their faces?
They were spellbound. What is it?
It's nothing.
You seem in pain.
It was nothing. Slight twitching of the foot. Must have strained a muscle.
You should see a doctor.
Yeah, there are more important people in this city involved in this anti-papal movement. But not one of them has the influence I possess over the masses of people.
Oh, and they all know it. And yet...
Yet?
Your activities against the Pope are confined to this one city.
She has ambition for me. And you're right, my lovely. But what purpose could be served by my going to other towns where they've never heard of me? No, there must be a right moment for me to appear in some other city. My name must be known already when I get there. My purpose must already be known. And it will take an incident of some kind to carry my name elsewhere. Somehow, sometime, I must slap the face of the Pope, and it must be known all across the land.
Something will happen, I know it will. Something will happen to make people know you from one end of this country to another. And people everywhere will follow you.
What faith she has in me.
I know you can be the world within yourself if you want that.
Sophia, you know something. I feel as though I've been ordained. Yes, ordained to liberate the people from the yoke of the Vatican.
I know you have been.
Sophia. Wake up. Now listen to me.
Peregrine. What is it?
Are you awake?
Yes.
Then listen. We've succeeded better than we thought. We've come to the notice of the Vatican itself. Our wickedness, so-called, has come to the attention of the scoundrels in high places.
How do you know this?
A priest of some standing is on his way here, commissioned by the Pope himself.
Is that true?
Yes. A priest named Benizzi. Philip Benizzi, I think. He's coming here to investigate the unrest here. Coming here to restore us to the church. To convert us and bring peace. Peace, mind you.
When?
Today, this morning.
Is he alone or with soldiers?
Alone. Alone and barefooted. Pretending saintliness.
What are you going to do?
Meet him. Meet him at the gates of the city. Show him some kind of, the kind of peace the Pope can expect from us. Now, come on, get up. We must assemble the people and provide a suitable welcome for this papal emissary.
No, you are not running then, Peregrine. Not then. Remember the crowd gathered about the city gate? The silent crowd staring at this priest who came slowly along the hot, dusty road and then could go no further because you barred his way. Remember the first words you spoke to him out of the silence of the crowd?
What have we here? An apostle? You are an apostle, I suppose.
Of our Lord, and to the best of my poor ability, my son.
Humility? What's this? Humility in the church? You astonish me. Oh, yes, forgive me. Your name?
Philip Benizzi, my son. A friar. The servant of the Lord and his church.
And not of the Pope? Come now.
The church and the Holy Father are synonymous.
But not synonymous with God.
Surely, my son, the Holy Father is God's vicar on earth.
Odd that we feel he's not. Listen, priest. We can do without your dogmas and your platitudes. And we can do without the Pope and all his ilk. And we can do without you. Whatever brings you here. Oh, yes. What does bring you here, anyway?
I bring a blessing to you all. Beg to be allowed to preach a little.
Preach? He wants to preach.
In the name of the Lord?
You mean in the name of the Pope? The Pope who fears he's losing his authority in this city? Well, here's our answer to the Pope.
You stuck him, Peregrine. You slapped his face. And the crowd seemed to freeze in the warm morning sunshine. And you waited to see how the priest would react.
My son, there is another side of my face. Slap that, too. For our Lord would have me turn the other cheek.
Remember, Peregrine? The priest waited a while and then bowed his head and turned away. and he left us. And soon the crowd dispersed and went home, until only you and I were left.
It was the Pope's face I slapped.
I know.
He knew it too.
Yes, he knew. And now you have your fame. The news will spread from city to city. People in other cities will want to hear you. They'll be ready to follow you.
Why does he do it?
Do what?
Turn the other cheek, as if he were some saint. Why did he come here alone, barefooted, without the Pope's army?
Stop it, Peregrine.
He made me feel as though I had struck God himself.
Stop it!
Yes. As if I had struck at God himself.
You fool. Suddenly you're not what you were. All because of that one priest. You come face to face with one miserable priest, and all your strength evaporates. Well, say something, Peregrine. What has that priest done to you? Peregrine, stay here. Where are you going?
What?
Where are you going?
Let go of
Where
me.
Where are you going?
Let go of me.
I must talk to him.
Come back. Peregrine, come back. Come back.
Wait.
Oh, you fool. You fool. Can one priest do this to you? Peregrine, you hate them. You hate what they stand for. Unless you were building your life.
Wait for me!
You had such faith in what you believed, and now you run from it all. It's too late to run.
Forgive me, Father.
Our Lord forgave even those who nailed him to the cross.
Yes, you are a good man. You are good. But how can you serve the scoundrels who plunder in the name of the church?
I serve God, not these men. They cannot change our Lord's teachings. They cannot change the substance of his church. Nor does the holy cloth they wear sanctify their sins against God.
No. That's right.
My son, his church has stood for a long time. Not because of men's ambitions to come to power through it, but because our Lord founded it, and his spirit prevails in it, and prevails in the hearts of the vast majority of his servants, as it prevails in mine and in yours.
Mine?
Our Lord called out to you when you slapped me. You heard his voice. You listened. My son, I'm sure the Lord has special work for you. I'm sure that in his own good time, he will communicate with you. Will you believe in this? Will you believe?
After 3 days and nights, you come back. Where have you been? Peregrine, what's happened to you? Where have you been?
Communing. Yes, communing. With myself, with several priests, and with my God.
I knew it.
I've been praying.
There's more to it than that. We were never too much against prayer. We acknowledged God. It was the church.
And it was in the church that I prayed and repented. I confessed and repented. And I was forgiven.
Simple as that.
It is always that simple.
And who forgave you your sins? A priest? A man no better than yourself? He forgave you?
In the name of Christ.
Peregrine, what's come over you? What's happened to you? I looked up to you, to your intelligence, to the force and the clarity of your reasoning.
Then follow me now. Now, when my reasoning leads me back to the church.
Oh, you poor, weak fool. To think you were our idol. You'll be despised by all of us, all of us. But forgive me, Peregrine. I'm keeping you from your prayers. Don't forget to pray for the Pope. Or do you pray to him now?
Child, in prayer at your feet. I have come to this chapel to present my petition to your divine Son. If you will pray for me, I cannot be refused. Oh, sweet Mother of God, let me be the recipient of some word from heaven that will tell me how best I can serve my Lord Jesus.
Go to Siena, Peregrine.
Oh, Mother of God. Was it thy voice I heard? Was it thy voice?
Go to Siena. There you will find devout men who call themselves my servants. Join them.
Thy voice. Oh, Mother of God. I see thee. I see thee standing before me.
Welcome to Siena, my son.
You? Is it you?
I've waited for you. Yes, I knew you would be here. But you're tired. You limp.
I've been walking for several days.
Your leg pains you.
No, it's nothing.
You need food and rest. Come with me, my son.
And so he has lost his sight in the monastery. And the years, the long years pass. And still his purpose to serve does not materialize. He is ordained a priest, but continues to live in silence and solitude, in prayer and penance. But now the pain in his lower leg and foot is violent, and the flesh becomes loathsome with disease and can no longer be ignored.
You have talked to him. You have talked to the doctor. Tell me what he said. Now come, tell me. Is there any cure for this malignancy?
My son.
Or will it destroy me?
My son.
Will it destroy me even before I can begin to serve my God in some useful capacity? Is this to be my punishment?
God does not punish those who repent sincerely.
Oh, and yet it seems a form of punishment.
Or perhaps a form of trial. A test.
A test?
Perhaps.
What did the doctor say?
He will amputate your foot in the morning. There's no other way. We'll check the spread of cancer, he hopes.
But he's not sure.
No, he's not sure, my son. But it's a chance. We must pray that the operation will...
Yes, of course. We must pray. I must pray. Chapel, I come to you in confidence and faith. You know whether or not my faith is deep and sincere. You know if there is any doubt in my heart. And where there is doubt, there is no strong faith. I know this. Oh, my Lord, you created nature, all the wondrous functions of the body. You are the master of your creation. You can and you do suspend the laws of nature for those who have complete faith in your goodness and who entreat you in fervent prayer. My Lord, I desire to serve thee. If thou willst, thou canst cure me.
Peregrine! Peregrine, we've been looking for you. The doctors are here. They're waiting.
My God. My God. A miracle of thy healing. Peregrine, your foot, your leg, you are healed. My God, thou hast made this man thy servant whole again.
Yes, I've come home.
Look at you, a priest. It's funny.
Yes, it must seem odd to you.
Is it true, that story, I mean? That you had cancer and that you were cured by a miracle?
Oh, yes, it's quite true.
But it makes a good story, anyway. You know what I think.
That it's a hoax?
Well, of course it's a hoax. Fabricated by the Vatican to impress the gullible masses with you as a party to it. You failed to make a name for yourself by fighting the church, so you joined it. And now you have made a name for yourself. You make me sick. We had a mission, we had a purpose, and you abandoned it. Tell me, why have you come back here? To convert your old friend, your comrades?
I suppose that's really why I've come back. Yes.
You'll be laughed all the way to your grave, you hypocrite. Fame of his miracle is spread throughout Italy, and they come to him, the sick and the crippled, pleading to be healed. And those who have faith are cured. I can no longer laugh at him. And fear begins to fill my soul. Once I saw him take a loaf of bread and multiply it as Christ had once done. And I saw him feed a crowd of hungry beggars. And I hid myself until I feared even the daylight. And now the darkness of my existence begins to assume substance.
You're sick, Sophia.
Go away.
I was told you were ill, so I came.
I didn't ask you to come.
My child.
Your child. Make me laugh.
My child, I come to you in the name of the Lord.
Let me alone, Peregrine. Oh.
Are you so weary of it all?
Disillusioned. Yes, weary and bitter.
Can you escape from it in the darkness of this room?
I can sleep and forget.
You will die here, Sophia.
I have lived here, I can die here.
In bitterness?
It's your fault.
Yes, as much of it is.
I believed in you.
Believe in me now, then. Believe in the church.
I can't. Any more than you could once. It is you who confirmed my hatred for it.
And still I was able to turn back to it.
I'm frightened. And yet I don't care. I'm frightened. And yet it doesn't matter.
Yes, it matters. Sophia? Sophia. Lord, if thou willst, thou canst heal this woman. In my own faith in thy compassion, and in thy compassion, I know thou canst release this woman from the bondage of her darkness and sin. O my Lord, in thy name, I know thou hast blessed this woman with health of body and soul, and that by the glorious intercession of the Virgin Mary, she is freed from sickness to enjoy the health that flows to her from thy love. Oh, my Lord, I know this woman is now healed. Know that you are well. Rise up and walk in the name of the Lord, and glorify his name.
guide me, Peregrine?
Talk to them. Carry the name of the Lord to them.
Yes. Look at me. Look at me. I was sick. Sick in body and soul. All but dead. The breath of my life all but gone. And this priest, Peregrine, prayed for me, a sinner, prayed in devout faith. And the Lord Jesus flooded my body with the flow of his radiant health, and I was made whole. Behold me, the living miracle of life. Behold me, within our Lord's church. Oh, my Lord God, help me to serve thee and to glorify thy name.
It happened towards the close of the 13th century. And 400 years later, in one city alone, more than 300 miracles of cancer healing were authenticated and attributed to Saint Peregrine. It happened a long time ago. But it can happen now if we come with perfect faith to our Lord.